we're in our closed session. Everyone's out of the room except for Terry and Paul and Jennifer and Chris Crockett and myself. I may have Paige popping in and out of the room in between our meetings just briefly. Okay. So, okay, just so you know who's all in the room. So we're in closed session. Okay. Who's leading this one? Okay, Chris?
Gary, did we reset the recorder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So the last time that we met with the board in closed session, it was determined that Don Barnett would go and speak with Alita. He has, and in the conversation that he's had with her, they've come up with some terms that he feels will be acceptable to her. She has not officially accepted them. I have not had her attorney reach out to me. She says she needs to converse with family members, but to give you a rough idea, I sent the email out with the documents mm-hmm. of the two proposed agreements on Friday, mm-hmm. just to give you an idea of what we're looking at. With the purchase agreement, I think everyone, from what I've heard, is on board with paying the $135,000 up front to acquire the water shares. The other concern, and I spoke with Mark Anderson about this, was in, this is, I'm looking at the water share purchase agreement, was paragraph number 3 regarding the use of water, where Alita's attorney had included language regarding excluding any property associated with any development phase or land owned by Summit Powder Mountain Development Project. I'm concerned with that language because if there is, we originally approached this with going with current district boundaries, and once we researched that, we realized that a portion of Summit's land and the development is within current district boundaries. As the board has a fiduciary responsibility not to take any action that would be adverse or prioritizing one customer over the other, I am concerned about the language in that, and I, in speaking with Mark, we both recommend that we go back to the original language of current district boundaries. So that is something that the board will need to decide to do, what they want to do on that. That's really the only major things left on that water purchase agreement. Is there any questions on that particular one?
Well, I think we need to discuss that because, to me, that is a no-go. We cannot tell her that we'll buy her water share for a public utility and Summit can't use any of them. That's, I think, going everything against of what we want to do.
Yeah, and so...
Except that it specifies for the detriment of the existing customers. Mm-hmm. We're covered, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can even be covered more by just giving them the damn district back.
Okay, where are we in this?
I'm concerned with legal that we're going to end up in a lawsuit here somewhere really quick because we are planning to use these shares just as a district. We cannot take a molecule of water and decide
right.
where it's going and use it is.
And so our recommendation is to remove the language about excluding Summit and just allow the district to use the water for the benefit of the district as it is currently geographically defined.
And so that's, and she's agreed to that?
She has not, tentatively, her between the discussions between Alita and Bob, she has not given official approval of that, but she says we have something workable. So that would be my proposal to them is to remove or change that language.
Okay. So I think we're both right here, right? That language would be problematic from a legal perspective, right? Commissioner Bell has a point there.
I agree with him.
And so...
Yes, I think totally that's the problem.
Okay, our attorney agrees, and so we'll propose that other language that we think accomplishes maybe a little bit of what she's trying to get at.
Right, and what I will... we'll go back to the way it was originally proposed between the two parties. I don't think I'll get much resistance on it, and perhaps I'll explain it in a way that, you know, the board has fiduciary responsibilities to current customers. We just can't have a paragraph worded like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So with that, I mean, if you're okay with that, that's mm-hmm. the counteroffer that we'll submit to.
Everybody okay with that counter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Chris.
In the second.
So, Chris, can you give Mike, when you contact him, a turnaround time that's reasonable?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because this for us represents probably a best offer right now, obviously.
Yeah, what would the board like a turnaround time? A week?
Yesterday.
2 weeks?
I think 1 week would be sufficient for him to review it, get it to Alita, and for her to get back to him and get back to us 1 week from today.
Sure, and then at 7 days, I'll start calling every day.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
So we've got direction on that one. In the other agreement, and this is the one that where Dawn and Alita spent most of their time. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at paragraphs 2 and 3. This describes the process of what we're going to do with the 24 residential units, the reserved water connections. To address the board's concern last time, we have proposed language, and Don submitted this to Alita, was to limit the connections to the Kobe properties, which I think reduces the amount of risk that we face with that. Also, a time limit on these connections, that they will be available for 10 years. If the Kobabes do not utilize them, they will reduce by a number of 2 connections per year until fully exhausted, I think it was 22 years.
Did she agree to that?
She said we have something workable, but she has not run this by her attorney, and I have not heard how her other family members have responded to it.
I'd be surprised if they agreed to that, but okay.
So let me just double check real quick. Does she still think she gets free impact fees and free hookup fees, right? Or just hookup fees and not impact?
Impact and hookups are the same right now.
She will be responsible for the hookup fees. As far as what happens with the impact fees, it will be determined on what she does with the properties. If she holds the properties for herself and the family and develops them and, you know, rents them out, she will not be on the hook for impact fees. If she sells the property, then that cost will be passed along to the subsequent
and
buyer.
And she's not paying a non-connect fee either, right?
So why are we giving a person who's caused this whole problem free impact fees? Why am I making everyone else pay for her issues? I still fundamentally don't understand how we do that.
Matt, it grates on me too, as you know. But the simple reality is we need these water shares. These are mission critical. They're mission critical to everything we do in the future. And we're just going to have to bend over.
She's
determined to hold on to these free connections. And we've walked her back, as you know, from all sorts of stuff. And I think this is where we are.
Mm-hmm. And I think the end result with this deal is no one is going to get everything that they want. We just have to assess what risk we are facing and how badly we need these water shares and what we're willing to do to get an agreement.
But we have been thinking that this was going to close for about a year, right? And I just don't know where else we get her at this point.
Yeah. I was not a party to the discussions that she had with Dawn, but when I spoke with her attorney, and she talked about the fees with the 24. She said this was a deal killer for her. So she's pretty firm on her position with this.
I might add that we plan on the Kobe well being a part of our inventory of supply.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have these shares,
mm-hmm.
Then we've got a mitigation problem mm-hmm. with Wolf Creek.
I think we're probably at her best and final offer, it sounds like. She has given some, but...
Let's talk about that mitigation problem. So part of mitigation, if we end up going into a relationship with the sewer company, Wolf Creek Sewer, they'll be receiving all our water down that mountain, whether it's coming from Cache County or from Weaver County. Can't part of that be part of that mitigation program?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is between Wolf Creek right now and any mitigation.
I think there's a possibility that could work, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I think it would take a lot there's a lot of variations there.
Right. If we stick with this current deal, and I don't know what the impact fees are going to be per house, but with what she has, we just gave her $250,000 for her to build stuff. We're going to give her $130,000 cash to buy her shares, and then we're going to give her whatever the impact fees are away on those lots.
Which
could easily be another $250,000. We're giving her $630,000, and she left this company high and dry.
If she chooses to hold those properties and use those connections for herself, if she sells them within a certain amount of time, I believe it's 2 years in the contract, we would be able to collect on those impact fees.
Okay.
So what I need is some direction from the board. Is this something we want to propose and send back to her attorney for that the board will be fine with this?
It's not great. I agree with you, trustee. It's not great, but we have to determine whether or not we're willing to walk away from this deal at this point, because I don't know we're getting her any further.
Let's see where it goes from here. Let's take it to her. Let's see what she does on it, and see if she starts picking it apart again, which I think she's going to. And let's just end this deal, what we've got right here. The board hasn't approved it yet, so let's just end it and see what happens. I'm good with that.
Okay. So I will put that together and send that off to Alita's attorney, request a 1 week turnaround for a response, and then as soon as I get a response, I will update the board.
Okay. Okay, super.
That's where we are.
Okay. What else under the closed session?
That's all I have.
Is there anything else from other trustees?
I'll make a motion when we go back into public meeting.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a bunch of other stuff to talk about.
All right. Do I have a second?
No, Bob, we have other stuff.
Okay. In the closed meeting?
In the closed, yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead, Bob.
The page here.
Go ahead.
Well, I think we need to get a feel from Paul in a report for my discussions with Jeff relative to the sort of proposed funding scheme and its implications relative to the Kobe dwell. I had a meeting with Jeff myself, actually, in which he told me, I believe, pretty clearly that someone was interested in moving forward with a test well at the Cobabe site, basically, and he implied, if not outright stated, that he would be willing to pay for that. Based on those conversations, I've had subsequent conversations with both Don and Paul and Matt, in which I suggested we need to understand this better, okay? And I'm hoping to hear from Paul in closed sessions in terms of how we're going to move forward on this and begin as a board to understand what the ramifications might be of an all but certain request from Summit for an interim approval for subsequent phases. How do we tackle this?
Well, you've heard me say relative to anybody getting anything that looks like we're enlarging our water system beyond what the state has already said is oversubscribed, you've heard me say that that's risky. So, you know, from that standpoint, if I was to keep all of you on safe ground, I'd say, you know, Summit's going to have to just hold tight until such time as November comes and I submit the water master plan to the state drinking water, and then I say to them, oh, by the way, here's our plan, here's what we plan to do, here's the time frame, we're working on funding, and thank you very much for being so rigid that we can't get funding from you. We're gonna start into the next phase. But lacking a plan, the state's going to just have all kinds of tizzy fits, and so I really want to move things along like everyone else does relative to Summit. You know, let's keep playing the game, but I'd like to be just a little conservative, a little safe. So there's that answer relative to a will serve letter to Summit today. As it pertains to the which well should we go to, you know, all the chatter going on between the engineers is that it would be good to get in and drill a test well at the Kobabe site and see what that see if we can find water and see what we guess it might produce based upon that test well, and then go for the funding. You know, now do that. You know, this November, mm-hmm. go in for a test well.
Can we do that without Summit in the inevitable strings that they're going to try and rope around our neck?
Who owns the property? The property for the Kobabe well?
I don't know. We never clarified what we actually owned up there.
Wonderful.
I think the Summit district does, actually.
Do they? That would be wonderful. I have no idea. That question came up while I was sitting in California on vacation doing company business. Mm-hmm. And so we haven't answered that question yet because it's only Monday. But if it's Summit, then of course we have a little different dynamic. If it's district, then straight ahead. As far as financing is concerned, yes, Summit will finance. I had a commitment months ago from Greg Morrow that he would. And Jeff says he will, so mm-hmm. I'll take them at their word. But we are simultaneously working still to get funding. Now, there's a little bit of an interesting wrinkle relative to funding. So when I'm talking about increasing rates, one of the other impetus for that is that the state has criteria for loaning money, regardless of which department I go to. 1.5% of the median income of that zip code, which is all of Weber County, by the way, which happens to be $66,000, is the median income. Take 1.5% of that, and it's about $900 per year for water. If we charge that much, then we qualify because we're not low income. But we've got to go to the other criteria, and then we can get a loan from the state, probably, or apply for a loan from the state. And they'll charge us 1.25, 1.5, 1.75%. You can be sure that Warblow and Morrow will not charge us that kind of a rate. They'll charge us 10.5 or 10.7 or something, you know. So we're pursuing that, you know, those options right now to try to find a way to fund it. I agree with Trustee Barrett that we should proceed ahead with looking and vetting the Kobabe well. And Dawn is just about through with the comparison, Bob, that gives the pros and cons of both sites again. So that's where I am at this point. We are mandated to have another source. We have no choice. So I say we go as fast as we can on Kobabe, at least getting the test well, and then go from there. And
on our own, you're suggesting, with financing we have paid?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you suggesting we go ahead with the test well with money that we obtained on our own, or are we going to try and use Summit's money to do this? Because dollars to donuts, when Summit is about to hand us the check for the test well, they're going to say, let's go back to the development agreement, and let's talk about subsequent phases based on some sort of pie-in-the-sky output from Kobabe, or perhaps even a realistic assessment of what Kobabe might produce. That's where they're going to go with this.
Oh, they've already tried that on me.
Yeah, but unless we've got the dollars in our checking account, we're not going to be able to pay somebody to drill a hole up there.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that they failed or succeeded. I'm just saying they've already thought of that. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's true. There are going to be strings attached. You know, I think first of all we look to our own resources for the test well, and not tap them in until we're good and ready. I'd like to see us wait until November before we start talking money
well,
to
how
those guys.
How much would it cost to do a test well? Any ideas?
No, I didn't get a chance to vet that yet.
Okay,
I've
I'm just curious. Is it $100,000?
I've heard $80 to $250 for the test well loaded, and there's economies of scale as well, too, that are applied.
Okay, so we could potentially afford to do this.
We could float it.
Okay.
I don't want to spend this into oblivion, but we could.
We need to at least tell the state that we are moving forward and doing this well.
Yeah.
Like you said,
I mean,
so that we're not out of compliance and everything else with the secondary source.
And these discussions put a bright light on the need to get these water shares from Alita, because currently we're operating that well.
Without that.
With some of its shares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you all know that relative to regulators, because you guys are regulators in your own world, it's as much as one half what you write in paper, and the other half is the pitch. And
yes.
So if I have a good story to tell, I can make a good pitch. Mm-hmm. I'll push them past whatever the paper says, very frankly.
Okay.
So there you go.
So it sounds like we're directionally correct in terms of proceeding with parallel with Summit and our own financing. Is that safe to say on this issue?
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing I think that we need to watch out for that's live at 5 here is this development that's being proposed by Mike Moyau up on the top of the hill.
Yeah, the one we just received a letter on that. Yep.
Right, so obviously we've got some time to, quote, review the letter and all those sorts of things. But it strikes me from the 30,000-foot view that some of the subsequent phases are going to need to be considered before we start looking at another developer up there. I mean, they've made it pretty explicitly clear that they feel that they're first in line. Is that not, what are we thinking about that, prioritizing developments up there?
A little background, if I may. Before this meeting started, and of course he saw Mike here, and then mm-hmm. he saw on the agenda the item for the one lot, and Jeff pulls me out, and he says, now I didn't write the letter that we had, well, or I didn't finish the letter. We saw a draft, which I objected mm-hmm. to, that I sent on to Chris. I didn't finish that letter because we have an understanding. And I said, yes. And I said, well, yes. And what we're talking about is someone that's already in the district. They've been paying fees.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, don't open the barn door.
Really?
Yeah.
So is that a reference
relative to
anybody?
Mike versus
Mike.
That single lot that
right,
we're going to
have
to
which is in a subdivision
yeah.
that's already been.
Well, I think
yeah.
they're fundamentally different.
Well,
no, I agree. I think they are different, Bob.
They, you know, Jeff will not see it. Jeff does not see it that way.
He doesn't see lots in Powder Mountain West, individual homeowner lot, different than Summit. They've been paying for 40 years on these lots.
We got to get these shares.
We do, but I mean, they've been paying like the lot that Jimmy DiPiano was.
No, we understand that.
Right,
yes.
But how could Summit say we're in front of somebody who's paid 40 years non-connect fees?
The position they took, and they were in one part of the development agreement, and I was in another part of the development agreement mm-hmm. as far as my reaction, was the unofficial reaction, was we developed this well, we took all, you know, da da da, you know, all about the well, and we're entitled to it, and we're first in line to use the capacity of that well. And no one should be able to come in front of us until such time as the district has its own source. Before you had your own source, now you're relying solely on us and our good graces to supply the whole district.
Mm-hmm.
Until you have your own source, don't offer anything to anybody. That's the position they're taking, and they're finding back in section 13 of the contract quotes that they feel apply. I'm up in sections 1
mm-hmm.
through 4, and I say 154, 154, 154.
Right.
But then I'm not, you know, that's for the attorney to go to wind through that, not me.
So if you were the lot owner that submitted his building plans and is trying to get the will serve and move forward, we're not going to issue that because Summit's saying no, because we're on the Hidden Lake well.
And Matt signed off on that Friday. Is that not right, Matt? Are you still here?
He did sign off on?
Yeah.
On Jimmy D's?
Yes.
Jimmy DiPiano.
Didn't,
okay.
Didn't we
yeah, his is a completely different situation, like you said, than Mike's, where it's his is a development. It you know, we don't know. He's saying he scaled it back in this letter from what the county would allow him to build. That's apples and oranges. So what I'm saying is the lots that are in Powder Mountain West, my neighborhood, mm-hmm. they have been, they apply and we're not getting. And so what you're saying that Summit is saying they can't have because we are not, we're on their source right now and not our own. Mm-hmm. So will we then issue will serves or not? Because at this moment, there are three homeowners that are planning to build next spring.
Next spring.
Three. Jeff
so
Burningham.
With the rock and a hard spot. Summit says we can't use their water for anyone else. And then the water we're trying to buy from Alita says we can't use her water for anyone else.
Okay,
no,
so
it says as long as it's not to the detriment of the existing customers.
Right, and it's not at a detriment. They're building three homes or four homes up there right now.
So if we bought the water from Alita,
yeah, they
and
can't
we put
say
it
anything.
In the well,
they can't say anything about it. But I, what
we
I'm
have
saying
our own
is,
water,
I,
but we have our own.
What I don't what I don't want is the homeowners that are there that are trying to build suing both us and Summit, saying we've paid for 40 years to be able to connect. And
so
now you're telling me I can't connect. I have
so
no water.
Chris, let's look at that. Let's look at that aspect.
You see what I'm
it.
Saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. And
they've paid
I have,
tens of thousands of dollars in, and now we say, you know, I'm sorry, you can't connect. We don't have any water for you. Well, why was I paying all this money then?
In the current district who wants to build, we'll sign off. They have the
okay.
same. They'll be given 6 months. They've got to get a structure up. We're not going to stop anyone. I've had one person want to. We were going to stop them. But then I checked with our planning. Our planning says 6 months.
Oh.
You get the building permit, you got 6 months to get something in the ground. We're going to do the same thing with the water district.
It's impossible to do 6 months.
They want to pay the fees, they'll get 6 months to get something in the ground.
You mean start putting in, starting construction in 6 months?
Paul, how are we going to get Summit off the pants on this one? What do you suggest we do?
So, you know, I'm just thinking, Chris and I need to pursue this just a little bit, but if we have Alita shares, we have Alita water rights, and we say, all right, we're going
to
move those water rights up to the Hidden Lake well. We're gonna use our own water rights up there.
You can't.
Then all we're doing is using the equipment.
Right, the county owns the well. We've got the operating permit. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. It's our well.
It's our well, so they can have their water somewhere else.
It's ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, we have to have a conversation with Jeff as it relates to not opening this barn door. He's got a hot-to-trot new attorney that's writing threatening letters. We're going to get sued by lot owners in the existing district that
we're
unable to provide will serve letters.
Exactly.
No, I would sue myself.
Yeah, that's exactly. He asked me the name of a lawyer. So I'm not going to give you one to sue.
I would really like to have them hold off till next spring and let us sort this out. I really would. You know, just
my vote is put in a test well like right now.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just engage with Summit on an interim letter. But no test well, no letter.
Right.
I mean, I think we have to stick to that assumption.
No will serve?
I'd like to put a moratorium, very frankly. Just let us sort it out.
Well, the situation is up there, as you know, it's difficult to build.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult to build. Your build season's really short. His contractor, his GC, wants to do, he's on a hillside review lot. He's already spent $10,000 on geotech stuff. They want to do all the excavation, all the retaining walls, et cetera, this fall. Then in the spring, as soon as you can pour cement, they can go and they can probably get something, you know, done for next year. Otherwise, there's no way they're going to spend a month, you know, doing the excavation work, and there's no way they'll have a house for next
Jen,
year.
Jen, are you talking about the one that I gave a write-off that said that they could go ahead?
Jimmy DiPiano, lot number 42R, Palo Alto West.
So the problem here is I went ahead and gave it to them. They got 6 months to put footings in the ground, or the county's going to pull their permit.
Put footings, or they have to do, because they have a month of excavation work to do.
Then let me tell you, I'm telling you right now, they were just playing a little bit of hard ass, but they're going to get their butts kicked in the deal because they asked for something they can't do.
Okay.
That's exactly what they did there. So our county planning goes into effect, so they got 6 months to dig. And if they don't dig in 6 months and get foundations going in, then they're going to come back, and if we have our impact fees in, then they're going
to
be...
No, they're going to do the excavation work this fall. That is their general contractor's plan. Because, again, they may have a month of work just putting in retaining walls, et cetera. Their lot is very steep. There's a lot of excavation work. Okay.
Jen, they're under the same stipulations that Weber County is. This has nothing to do with the district.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the district. What they said to me at the first was, They says, we want to pay for it for our $11,000 now, so when the prices go up to be $50,000, we don't have to pay that.
Right.
And I said, no, you can't do that.
Right.
They said, yeah, but our planning commission, we're underway right now. I said, oh, I didn't know that. Then absolutely. You got 6 months to get a structure there, and you're going to be paying the new fee. That's what they'll have. And then that permit's pulled.
Okay. Yeah, they applied for their building permits last week, I guess, with the county.
Correct.
Right.
I've been talking to planning, and that's why I approved the water, because they were that far along in the process.
Okay,
and
I did not know that.
Time is not their friend, just so you know.
Gotcha.
Kind of late in the season to be doing that, but they can do what they want to do, so.
Okay.
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 I'm tired of it.
So, acquisition of
along those lines, I guess, are we moving on to that impact fee?
Yeah. Is there anything else under closed session?
Yeah. I wanted to know, Summit, they don't pay non-connect fees on their lots. Is that true or not true?
Right now, that's true.
That's true. So, everybody else pays non-connect fees that owns a lot in Powder Mountain West or Powder Mountain Water Sewer District. Is that something that we are looking at assessing them, or do we have a plan for, or will we put it on the agenda for next time that they're not paying non-connect fees? Everybody else pays them. Lot owners up there are paying 700 and what is it, 750 a year?
Including Summit, who pays for 30 non-connect fees on water connections they own on the hill.
Okay. But what about the rest of their...
154, in other words.
They are, yeah, are they paying on those 154? Yeah.
Let me answer this. For the first 154,
right,
they put a water tank in for a few million dollars.
Right.
And the people in your subdivision are benefiting from that and
okay.
are paying for that.
Okay, so they're not on the first phase.
What it is.
Okay, but they will on subsequent phases, we will have a non-connect fee that they will have in
I would think for sure.
Okay.
I think that will be the new board. We'll decide that as you move forward, but I say absolutely.
Okay.
We'll
just
that.
I just want a clarification. Thank you, Matt.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Anything else under the closed session? Bob?
I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Bob, did you have anything else? Dr. Bob?
Bob?
Yes.
Did you have anything else under closed session?
No.
All right. Did we lose Trustee Ebert? I heard somebody drop off.
I think
we might have lost him.
I think he's
okay.
gone.
All right. So do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
Jennifer? Okay.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're out of closed session. We'll go open the door.